Blog Talk Radio.
Appreciate those who are tuning in this evening, as I have the crew in the background laughing at me for whatever reason. Again, this is Chris, and it's been a while. It's I don't know, since episode 27. It's been a year, maybe. Maybe not that long. I don't know. For those who are listening in, definitely check out the site, blogtalkradio.com/IMTMWorldwide. The chat room does work, so if you're too scared to call me on the phone, you can enter into the chat room and send me a message or two. To call into the show, you can call 646-200-4444, and I will answer as soon as I can. Of course, my main company, Integrative Model and Talent Management, you can check out the website, IMTMWorldwide.com, where you can also check out the radio show from there and past episodes, the YouTube page, which I've just uploaded about 4 new videos, my Twitter page, and other things. So just want to do that. As I mentioned, it's been a long time since the last episode. Many reasons why it's been a long time, a lot of obstacles, which I won't really discuss right now. But I'm pretty much through most of those, and so that's why I'm on the air now. I had to slow down on certain things. Some stuff I did have to stop completely, which was the radio show. But one of them, you know, that I wanted to get back up and running was the magazine, which I technically started last year. But I'm close to getting it finished now, Simply Innovative Magazine. The cover should be done probably this week. I had a video of the cover shoot, which also might be finished this week, so I'm excited about that. So be looking out for that. The magazine itself, the premise is there are a lot of people out there who bring innovation to their industries, whatever that might be, and I want to start bringing those people to the forefront. The first issue is going to be entertainment-related because that's what I do. So you'll see a lot of different people within music or film, modeling, of course, and other aspects. But there's going to be other categories. There's going to be science. There's going to be environment, technology, and different ones. For this first issue, the model Claudia Romani is going to be on the cover. She's from Italy. She lives here in Miami. So I'm excited about that. We had a really, really, really nice shoot, fun, and you'll get to see her soon. And as soon as the video gets up, you'll even get to see how the actual shoot, I should say, went. So be looking out for that. The debut of the cover hopefully will come out this week. If not, somewhere around August 1st. And debut of the magazine, hopefully, if everything goes right, will be in the month of August. If you would like to advertise or sponsor the first issue, let me know by emailing me at chris@imtmworldwide.com. Just give me a second. I'm about to check to see if anyone's called in yet. No. Make sure there's no one in the chat room. There's actually a couple. So if you are in the chat room, shoot me a message if you'd like, and or just continue listening in. As I mentioned, I am going to be having new episodes. I probably will have a specific episode or two about the magazine where I actually will specifically schedule guests pertaining to the magazine, whether it be the photographer, the models, those who are featured in the magazine. I'm not going to do that necessarily tonight. If they happen to call in, hint, hint, that'll be fine, of course. And I won't do necessarily an interview because I don't want to give too much away in regards to the magazine, but you'll definitely get to say hi to the audience and introduce yourself. So definitely anyone that's listening in or checking out the site, definitely call in. Probably this evening, I know Jamal from the ATL. He actually is going to have an article within my magazine pertaining to sports. I know he's going to probably call in tonight, so we're going to have a little sports talk. I do want to talk a little bit about the photo shoots themselves. Probably next couple of episodes, I'll get into one or two of the shoots in detail, just kind of give you an idea of how the shoot went and, you know, just everything about it, because there's some always interesting twists that you never can, you know, guess when you actually do one of these shoots, whether or not you're fighting the weather or people in general or whatnot. So it's always a little interesting tidbit here and there. I got an excellent job from somebody here in Hialeah. By the way, I'm doing this show in Hialeah. I've officially moved here about a week and a half ago. And Davey, who actually I can go ahead and I guess give him a shout out, he is employed at Florida Career College, but he also has his degree in massage therapy. And he is someone that you definitely would want to get in contact with. If you're in Miami, you want to set up a scheduled appointment, definitely hit me up, and I can put you through to him easy enough. So definitely look out for him. But he's enjoying the show right now. It looks like I have a couple of people in the chat room so far, so that's pretty cool. It looks like he actually signed up. That's his sign-in name there. Wow, okay, that's cool. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a few minutes. Well, maybe not even that long. Well, actually, no, this is what I'll do. I'll start talking about our first shoot that was here in Miami that I did for the magazine, and that was actually for a young lady named Jessica. She's from Cuba, and ran into her. What did I run into her initially at? It was actually at the place that I work in, Westland Mall, and just started talking to her and whatnot, and I don't know. She just seemed interesting enough to me to where I wanted to give her a chance. There was other people who were supposed to shoot for the magazine. I was starting to get kind of, you know, agitated to an extent, you know, as far as who I was going to include first and last, second, third, fourth, what have you. I already had some people from earlier or late last year, I should say, and I needed to replace some people. So she was a nice candidate. Just from the surface, but it wasn't until, you know, I was able to get some images of her. I said, okay, well, if I can get a photographer, let's see what happens. We finally got that shoot scheduled, and, of course, it rained. You know, in Miami, it rains pretty much every second. So the thing of it was playing 50-50. Was it going to rain all day? Was it, you know, what was going to happen? So it was technically raining when we started shooting. It was drizzling at best. We had some pretty good drops. But we stuck through it and got some decent images. The thing of it was is that we weren't able to get all of the images back as far as choosing what we could, you know, use. And we were pretty much given the choices that we really didn't want. So eventually I had to reshoot her. And we just did a second shoot about a week ago, and that was like a four-look shoot, and that was pretty cool. Very exciting. It was hot and humid, though, so we had to fight that. We actually had to, the transportation was kind of iffy. I don't know if you remember the 300Zs. Those are kind of small cars, and in this particular case, there was no back seat because there was a big old tire in the back. So you know how tall I am, well, most of you do. So that was kind of iffy, you know, to the point where she's like, well, I'll just lay in the back, and I'm like, you're not going to lay in the back. So I said, okay, well, let's just take the bus down, but I forgot it was Sunday. So by the time she got there at 6:30 in the morning, the bus had already left. So guess what? We just basically got in, and she had to sit in the middle. So that was a nice little ride to and from locations or whatnot, but we got it done, and I will be definitely showing y'all those pictures eventually as they come out in the magazine. I think we have, I know I have some really good shots with her. I've already sent them out. So I'm excited. This looks like I have another notification. I'll have a call around 5 minutes from now from my guy in Atlanta, Jamal. So that's cool. Looks like my chat room is starting to pick up a little bit. That's cool. I guess I need to reply real quick. All right, so this is what I'll do. I'm going to take a quick little break. I have a little bit of new buffer music. And we're going to try that out right now. Excuse me a minute, too, because hopefully everyone can hear me. I hurt my jaw somehow. I don't know what happened, but it's pretty painful. So hopefully everybody can understand me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick little break. And just as a reminder, anyone who's listening, tell others, blogtalkradio.com/imtnworldwide.com, or they can go to my website, www.imtnworldwide.com, and click on IMTN Worldwide Radio. And they also click you to the website. Once you get to the site, you can either just be listening in, just click listen, and or you can click on the chat room where you can actually interact with me. And, of course, if you want to be a guest on the show, give a call, 646-652-4479, and I will definitely talk to you. In the meantime, I will be taking a quick break, and I'll be right back. Thank you for listening. I am TN Worldwide Radio. All right, that was a quick little break. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Thanks for all who is listening in right now. I am slurring some of my words because my jaw hurts, so I do apologize in advance. I already know when I listen to this episode, I will be mad at myself. Next person I want to talk about a little bit that I shot for the magazine, her name is Karma Kalmel. She is also in Miami. She is a wonderful young lady that I met while I was down here, and yes, it was another instance of just trying to converge schedules of everybody who would be involved, whether it be a photographer, myself, and or her. Didn't have to worry about the rain. It was just a matter of just getting schedules. In her case, I wanted to do a little bit something different. Karma Kalmel has a very, very, well, I don't want to say very, 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 but she's very voluptuous. She's very nice. She has a really good shape. And it's easy sometimes to, when you have a young lady with a really nice shape, to pinhole her into a certain look. So I wanted to try to stray away from that. So one way to do that is to do a different location. So in her case, she had never really shot in the Wynwood Art District at all. So we get over there, we start looking around, and we have this building where there's a door. And she peeks inside the door, and she sees this empty warehouse. But it looks like it's, you know, pretty much walled off or whatnot. We start kind of walking around it just to make sure there's no way to get in. Of course, there's no trespassing signs, things of that nature. And this person across the street, let's just say his name is Bill, starts yelling, talking about how we can get in there. And he points to this hole that's in the fence that's about 4 feet off the ground. He says, "You can get in right there." And I look at her, and she's like, "Yes." And so we proceed to start, you know, going towards the hole in the fence, and I let the photographers know that we're about to do this. And I hoist her up to where she can climb through the hole. I get through the hole. And I say we're climbing through. We're having to hand stuff through the hole, equipment, things of that nature. So we walk around, And we're like, wow, this place is huge. And we proceed to, you know, start setting up shots and things of that nature. There is a video on the YouTube page about that shoot, as well as Jessica's. I forgot to mention both of those on YouTube. YouTube.com/IMTMCEO1, I believe it is. Or just go to the website, www.imtmworldwide.com, and click on YouTube. You'll see them. But Miss Karma, man, it was a really good shoot. It was hot, and mosquitoes ate her up, but she stuck through it like a trooper, and we got some really, really, really good images. And so I'm really proud of her on that end. But she was excited just for the fact that she was in a different place. I mean, there was crushed cars and debris and all kind of good stuff. And we did two looks. We did a casual look, pants and top, and then we did a swimsuit, one-piece swimsuit that she looked really good in. And so actually some of you might have seen some of those behind-the-scenes pictures. I do have them up on Facebook, so check those out if you get a chance. So, yes, you just never know how a shoot will go. You just have to get out there and just kind of, yeah, wing it sometime, but sometimes you have to go gorilla and just go ahead and, you know, get out there. So, and checking. Okay. As I mentioned before, I got Davy De La Hoz. He is actually from the country of Venezuela, and he, like I mentioned, has his degree in massage therapy. Some of the ones he specializes in is Swedish massage, and also with reflexology. He charges $75 an hour, which is really good here in Miami. If you want to set up an appointment, I vouch for him. It's 786-328-9742. You let him know that you heard about it on IMTM Worldwide Radio, that Chris referred you personally, and he'll give you a call and set you up an appointment. Really easy. That is Miami only. Now, if you want to come from another city, hey, why not? You're on vacation, you're on a business trip or whatnot, you know, give him a call. That is his number. And, again, that's 786-328-9742. And let's see. I'm trying to make sure here. Pausing for a moment because I want to make sure I'm not missing anything, missing anybody. As I mentioned, this is the first episode in months. I don't know exactly. I should have counted. Well, I should have did. But it's been a while. And I did a couple of test episodes that really didn't count. I just wanted to make sure that everything kind of worked a little bit. But this is the first one where I'm using, you know, the old theme music, things of that nature. And I was supposed to use this when I was talking about shooting the models. Let's see. There it is. Shoot the models. That's supposed to be a camera. That just doesn't work. So we're gonna find another camera. That's supposed to be a DSLR. That's what makes it so bad. I'm kind of embarrassed. Too late. Okay, here is, I believe, my guest caller. Let's see if this is him. Hold on a second. One of the people that I'm working with on the magazine is a columnist. He does sports. He's up in Atlanta. His name is Jamal Price. He's really cool. We know each other through the fact that we're both Hawks fans, Atlanta Hawks fans. I'm from Atlanta. Everybody knows this. Most people do. And I'm a Falcon fan, Hawks fan, Braves fan, and all that kind of good stuff. So that's how I know him, and I asked him if he'd be interested in writing a column for the magazine because I wanted to have sports. I just didn't have time to do it. So I trusted him on that. He said yes, and that's how we know each other. So I'm going to go ahead and get him on the line. Let's see if we can talk about a little something. Hold on one moment. Hello, caller. This is Chris. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? This is Jamal from Atlanta.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, so introduce yourself to the audience briefly. We'll get the talking song.
Okay. Yeah, I'm. As Chris previously mentioned, I'm Jamal Price. We know each other through Atlanta Hawks Nation. It's a Facebook page. Definitely got a lot of loyal fans on there. I actually write columns as well as I'm another host on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out, The Dirty Word. I leave my information just blogtalkradio.com/dirtyword. But definitely collaborating with Chris here with this project he's got going on. It's a good brother right here, so definitely support the magazine, support the call. So, yeah, man, let's chop it up, man. What definitely want to talk some sports with you.
All right. Well, you know, lately, us being Hawks fans, it was that moment where we just really didn't know what was going on because nobody wanted to tell us anything. But now it looks like things have smoothed over and it looks like we actually have a semblance of a team. Most recently, it looks like we signed us another big man from Macedonia. I believe his last name is Antic. My father actually did check out the video. It looks pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, I got a chance to look at the video. Definitely a big man that can spread the floor for Atlanta. And, you know, a lot of people, especially in our page, they're concerned about the lack of size and Al Horford being the only guy to basically play down low. And this guy, from what I understand, he's more of a perimeter shooter, but I hear that he's good defensively, so that's one plus side to him, is that he can kind of help out on the defensive end. And he's going to bring some of that toughness. I'm thinking they're looking at him replacing Zaza Pachulia, being that kind of enforcer off the bench. So it's a good look for Atlanta, in my opinion.
Well, I saw the video, too, and, yeah, it looks like he can hit some outside shots, but it also looks like he does have a post-up game as well. And with the size and his wingspan, he looks like he will rebound. It's just a matter of how many minutes will he get to be able to show he can prove it. So that's the only thing I'm looking at just as far as rotations go, exactly where is he standing? Because I think he's, what, 6'10", 260, somewhere in there?
Yeah,
you know, so that's
not.
Uh-oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah, I think he's a 6'11", 260 center. Said he can play some power forward as well. So, I mean, it's good to have that kind of versatile player on your team like that.
Yeah, and as far as the rest of the squad, I think the only other one, well, I know they signed BB, or they're going to. They're going to buy out the contract, so he's going to play. So I think the only other one really, I guess, worried about is going to be what happens to Mike Scott, because I think his is non-guaranteed contract or whatnot. So, but I just think his play in the summer league, I just don't see how they're going to just let him go.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Scott is a guy that, you know, he's not going to wow you with the stats, but just the hustle that he brings. And you talk about hustle, another guy that Atlanta's got to worry about bringing back is Ivan Johnson. I mean, that's somebody that a lot of fans have grown to love in Atlanta, and I feel like it would be in their best interest to bring that guy back.
I don't know, because I think by now if they were going to bring him back, I think in this case, I think he would have been back by now. And the thing of it is that just how the roster stands, I technically don't know if he would even fit anymore, but especially with them signing, you know, Antic. So that's the only thing. I mean, unless, like I said, depending on how many they're actually going to have on the playing roster and who's, or not playing or whatnot, if it's one over, you can sign them still, I guess. You know, because with getting BB, I mean, Mac ain't going to be here, you know, pretty sure. And I forget who some of the other ones are, but I don't know. I would like him to be here also, but I wouldn't be too mad if it don't happen. Let's just put it like that at this point, depending on what happens. One other thing, Atlanta sports-wise, everybody has kind of been crying about it, of course. It's been pretty sad. Tim Hudson and the ankle break. What's your thoughts on that?
Man, it's just unfortunate. Hoodie is a guy, I mean, he just epitomizes professionalism, in my opinion. You know, he goes out there, you know, doesn't complain. You know, if he's on short rest or whatever, he does whatever he has to do for the team. And I really wanted to see him be able to play on a team that was going to go deep in the playoffs. And with that injury, I'm not sure if it's been confirmed or not, if it was an Achilles or whatever, but it's just bad that he's not going to be here. You know, Atlanta, the Braves right now, I believe, are with 7 games out front in first place right now. So pretty much a lot to go to the playoffs, and it's pretty sad that he won't be there for that. But I'm hoping that he can return. A lot of people are speculating that you know, he's going to retire after this. It's kind of a career-ending injury, but I think he'll bounce back. He's got – I don't think he wants this to be the end of his career.
Yeah, and I almost didn't want to put that. I was going to actually put that the other day on the page, but I didn't want to really put it because I'm like, well, let's just see, because I don't want to write him off either. But, I mean, depending on the severity, I mean, we're talking still August, September. Well, you know, you never know. And then depending on how deep they do get in the playoffs, you know, you never know. But you definitely don't want to end your career on an injury. We know Kobe's going to be trying to come back and people like that. But this was that year that at the end of the day, yeah, we're thinking we're going to get, you know, past that one game stupid playoff and then get in the first round and then get to the second round. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, especially with Chipper being gone now. You know, Tim is that guy as far as veteran. You know, we want to see him try to get that first ring. Well, does he have a ring? I don't think he's won one with Oakland or nobody. So he doesn't have a ring, right?
Right, yeah. I think he went to the playoffs a few times with Oakland, but they never got over the hump. And you know, you talk about Chipper Jones being gone and Hudson not being there. Where is the veteran leadership going to come from for Atlanta? Because we've got a lot of young guys We're counting on the Upton brothers to step out of their funk right now after the hot start from Justin. So it's just going to be interesting to see where is this leadership going to come from.
Well, you almost have to be like, well, technically it's McCann's team, but it'll almost have to be one of the young guys like you mentioned to really kind of, you know, whether it's Hayward or – you know, I don't know. It's one of those things where you never expect it, you never can, you know, prepare for it. But here it is, and who is? They have seven games. It's doggone July. The dog days of ATL are here. You know, in a week or in a half, can they hold on, win a division, and go from there? Because they really need to win a division. They don't need to play around with it this year. You know, and I don't know that pitching slot. Who's going to fill that void, too, because they need another 10 wins out of his slot, at least. You know, so it's going to be interesting.
No doubt about it. So, just a lot to look out for, and hopefully, you know, one of these teams, whether it be Atlanta, Braves, Hawks, Falcons, somebody will deliver one soon, because we definitely need it, man. It's been a while, and 1995 seems like two lifetimes ago for me.
Definitely, and that's the one thing that's holding us up from being that one franchise is because that is the only one, and that was I'm old now, so you know I want to see us get back into. I don't care about the division. We need a ring, like you said, and you know the Falcons are due too. We just gave Ryan everything basically, so you don't want to guarantee a ring for money, but we kind of need it. You know, at this point, we basically gave him everything. He's the man forever, basically now. So we'll see. But well, I appreciate it. As far as you know, definitely. There's my 90-second call. Definitely, everybody be looking out for Jamal Price. Definitely check him out on the Dirty Word. Give him the website again for that.
Yes, sir. It is blogtalkradio.com/thedirtyword. And you can also hit me up on Twitter at Dirty Word Show. It's DirtySHOW. And we appreciate the radio, man.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate you for the magazine participation. And I will definitely talk to you soon by the end of the show for tonight, though, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. All right, everyone. Well, I appreciate y'all listening in. This is going to be the end of this show. Hopefully, you get a little taste of what I'll be doing over the next few episodes. Definitely check out the website, www.imtnworldwide.com. All my social media is on there. Definitely check out the YouTube page, the radio show, everything. Be looking out for my magazine, Simply Innovative Magazine. Talk to y'all later. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.